Glory to God. Thank God for the word. Thank God for faith in Christ Jesus. You're welcome to another episode of Everyday with Jesus podcast, where our lives are being transformed by the preaching of the word of God. This is episode 108. We are still here, and we are still going to be here for many decades, preaching the word of faith and power. Glory to God. So we've been studying what to do if or when I sin as a Christian. Hallelujah. I realize that there are still folks out there who are puzzled by the fact that if we claim that Jesus has delivered us from sin, why then do we still have the ability to sin? The truth of the matter is, Jesus did not save us from sinning. Hallelujah. And that has been a major misconception in the body of Christ. So we're going to delve into this more elaborately in the time to come. Jesus did not save us from sinning. He saved us from the old life of unbelief. That's why the sin that Jesus delivered us from is a singular sin. John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the whole world. The sin, the singular missing the mark. Hallelujah. The singular offense of the world. Faith was missing in the world before Jesus came. Men were neck deep in unbelief. We were in unbelief. We were in unbelief towards God. Hallelujah. We were dead in sin and trespasses. So Jesus delivered us from that life of unbelief. Jesus imparted to us faith by the gospel. That's why what came to us in the gospel is faith. Praise God. However, the works of the flesh have to do with things that we can do. Things that we are capable of doing. Whether we are born again or we are not born again, we are capable of doing those things because we have a human faculty. Praise God. We have a human faculty that can carry out those things. Glory to God. Now, while the body is the temple of God, the man, there's more to the man than his body. The man, he has a mind. Hallelujah. He has a mind that can be subject to God or subject to the world, to the influence of the world. And you see, that faculty called the mind is a very powerful element. Praise God. Now, as long as Jesus did not change your mind automatically, Jesus did not remove the power of choice, Jesus did not remove the ability to think negative thoughts and all that. See, as long as that is not dealt with, there's no way man can be totally free from having the ability to commit the works of the flesh. Praise God. When Jesus transforms us and changes our lowly body, you discover that he's also going to transform the environment we stay in. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. In that, Bible says, wherein righteousness dwells. In that new heaven and new earth, there will be no influence of sin. Praise God. There will be no worldly influence. There won't be the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life at all. That means your mind will not be in the same shape or in the same state in the which your mind is in today. There will be no such thing as you trying to renew your mind. There will be no need for it. Because both your body and the environment you are going to be, you know, dwelling in are going to be new. Praise God. Totally transformed and changed. Until then, you have sin to battle with. You have the influence of sin to battle with, to deal with in the world. Praise God. See how Paul puts this at Romans chapter 6. Glory to God. You have sin to resist in the world. Romans in chapter 6. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans in chapter 6. See how the Bible puts this. I'll read from verse 12. It says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. Don't let sin reign in your mortal body. That is, sin can reign in your mortal body. As a Christian, sin can actually reign in your mortal body. Sin can find expression through your mortal body as long as you have a mind that can think negative thoughts. Let's see it this way. It's quite simple. If you can be fearful as a person, then you can manifest any of the works of the flesh. Praise God. Because, you know, fear is not of God. Fear is not of the Spirit. Fear is not of God. So if you can be fearful, timid, and act in, you know, in cowardice, then that means you are capable of something beneath the life of the Spirit. You are capable of, you know, expressing something that falls short of the life you have received. Glory to God. So you are yet in a lowly state where your body is concerned. And you are in a world that is militating against the life and the nature of righteousness which you have received. Glory to God. So that's why you must understand how to respond to sin in your walk. And not act shocked. And not act like you already bought the lie that you cannot sin. You can't be capable of, you know, committing sin because you are now a Christian. Jesus did not save us from sinning. He saved us from sin, a singular offense, which is unbelief. Praise God. And then we're going to see this more elaborately in the coming teachings. Glory to God. So yesterday I started by saying we need to realize that the Bible teaches how to respond to sin in our walk. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. When I sin, or if I sin as a Christian, the first thing I must bear in mind is that Jesus is my advocate. Praise God. And that Jesus already has interceded for that sin. Jesus has interceded for me by his death and resurrection. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. My little children, these things I write to you that you may not sin, but if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins. Hallelujah. And I said the word advocate is the word that means intercessor. That's the word parakletos in the Greek. It's the same word intercessor. It's the same word helper or comforter. I must bear in mind that Jesus already helped me where sin is concerned. Glory to God. Jesus already did something to that effect. Jesus has delivered me from the penalty of sin. Glory to God. Now, when John says we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ righteous, is the propitiation. The word propitiation there is the word elasmos in the Greek, which actually means an appeasing. That is, via the sacrifice of Jesus, God is now well pleased with you and I. So in other words, John is saying, if any man sins, let him remember that through the advocacy of Jesus, God is still well pleased with him. Praise God. At the point when you fall into sin, is not the time when you need to start, when you should start thinking God is now against you, God is now angry with you, God is not happy with you, and all that. See, God does not approve of your actions. Hallelujah. God may not approve of our actions at different times. God isn't pleased with actions or habits of sin, but you know what? God is well pleased with us. Praise God. You see, you must be able to separate the man from what he does. You know, in the world, people will say that, well, you can't separate people from what they do. You can't separate the man from his actions. Not in Christ. In Christ Jesus, your identity is not your behavior at all times. Praise God. Your identity is not your behavior. Your identity comes first. Your identity stands alone. Your identity stands apart from your works. Your identity came as a result of what Jesus did. Glory to God. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. For being in Christ is a new man. Hallelujah. Now, he's instructed on how to behave. But before his behavior, there's an identity. So God is well pleased with us because who we are is separate from what we do. Glory to God. Who we are is meant to inform what we do. But if, you know, that's not the case at all times. So God is well pleased with us because of the constancy of our identity in Christ Jesus. We remain the righteousness of God in Christ. So if any man sins, let him remember that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation for our sins. He is the satisfaction. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus, God is well pleased with us at all times. Glory to God. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1. I'll read from verse 3. Bible says, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ himself. He says he has chosen us to be what? Holy and without blame before him in love. We are holy in the sight of God and we are without blame. Praise God. You see, when he says we are without blame, this is not about your conduct. This is not about your attitude or your actions. If God were to find fault, if God were to mark iniquities based on our attitudes and conduct, he will find a lot of errors and faults. Hallelujah. So when he says we are without blame before him in love, it is based on our position in Christ, on our inheritance, on our place in Christ Jesus. God sees us as new men. Hallelujah. Men who are faultless in his sight. Men who have been purified by the blood of Jesus Christ. So we are without blame. Look at verse 6. Bible says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption. So he has made us accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. We have been accepted. We are not struggling for acceptance. We have been accepted based on the merits of Jesus' sacrifice. So remember, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, is the propitiation. In Christ Jesus, we are perpetually accepted in the sight of God. We are perpetually righteous and without blame and without fault in the sight of God. That is the first thing to bear in mind. And in the next episode, I'm going to show you why this is very important. This is what you must bear in mind the moment you fall into sin. You must quickly recall, you must quickly remind yourself of your place in Christ. That see, while God may not approve of my action, God is well pleased with me. While God may have disregard for what I have done, for my habit, for my action, for my sinful ways, for my missing the mark, my trespass, my transgression, God does not disregard me as a person. Hallelujah. I'm not unworthy in the sight of God. My actions may not be worthy of the life I've been called to, the life I've received, but I am not unworthy in the sight of God. Praise God. Verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Look at something very important at Ephesians chapter 5. I'll be closing very soon because of some personal reasons. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, I'll read from verse 25. Bible says, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Praise God. So Jesus gave himself for the church. Jesus gave himself for us. To what end? That we might be a glorious church. Hallelujah. Without spot or wrinkle or any blemish. Have you seen that? So in the sight of God, we are perpetually holy. Blameless in his sight. Always. Hallelujah. This is how Jesus has presented us to himself. Now, most times people will say Jesus is coming back for a glorious church. Let's make sure we prepare ourselves so we're a glorious church when he comes. Let's make sure we prepare ourselves. We wash ourselves without spot and we are without spot and all that. You give us the task and the responsibility of Jesus. Hallelujah. So what Jesus has done already is what we are told to do. Bible says Jesus already presented us to himself. Having given himself for us, he has cleansed us and presented us to himself a glorious church without spot and wrinkle and blemish. Hallelujah. So whenever you fall into sin as a Christian, you must recall, remember. Hallelujah. You must recall and remember that, see, though your actions are not without fault, though your actions are faulty, though your actions are blamable, you as a person in the sight of God, you are perfect, without blame, without blemish in his sight. Hallelujah. You see, in Christ Jesus, we have this amazing, amazing reality of separating the man from his actions. In a world where we judge people by what they do, praise God. In a world where we judge people by what they do, if a man steals in the world, we say he's a thief. And then he bears the name thief for the rest of his life. Even after he's a transformed person, people will still call him a thief. Hallelujah. In a world where we judge people by what they do, we judge people by their shortcomings and weaknesses and actions. We name people after their sins. In such a world, it becomes difficult for men to really think like Christ. For men to really think the way they are expected to think in Christ Jesus. That's why it's a task you must give yourself to wholeheartedly. To renew your mind. There's a way to think in Christ. There's a way to think in Christ. Hallelujah. Know we no man after the flesh. We don't judge ourselves or judge people by actions, by their attitudes, by their behaviors. We judge ourselves based on what the word says we are. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He himself is the propitiation for our sins. In Christ Jesus, God is well pleased with you on your good days, your bad days, your best days, your worst days. God is well pleased with you at all times through the good, the bad, and the ugly. God is well pleased with you. His disposition towards you will not change because that disposition came by virtue of what Christ did. As long as the work of Christ stands, God's disposition towards you will not change. Hallelujah. If any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And yesterday I emphasized that the word advocate, which is the word parakletos, is the same word used for the Holy Spirit, used for the Holy Ghost, the indwelling spirit. Parakletos, hallelujah, the intercessor, the helper, the comforter. And I showed us that means that as long as we have the indwelling spirit, when God looks at us, he's well pleased. Hallelujah. God cannot be angry. God cannot be displeased at us as long as we carry his nature, as long as we bear his spirit, glory be to God. That's the advocacy. That's how Jesus has interceded for us, by giving us the spirit on our inside. Glory be to God. Don't forget to tune in on Monday. We'll continue from here. Invite your friends, relatives, family members, colleagues, classmates. Let's come together to have a great time in the Word of God. And don't forget to have a great weekend of being full of the Word, full of the Spirit, full of prayer, spiritual songs, and be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.